all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly.
Aloha, I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection, a place of shared unity and equal common ground for all peoples and cultures, a unity not built on separation and blindness, but a solid foundation built on the respect for all walks of life, molded by the thirst of the people for change. In unity, bridging the gap, for we are the voice of we the people. Mahalo to all the listeners of Pal Talk and BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free 888-389-3452 or 877-489-6350. Our direct lines, same area code, is 530-776-5144 or 776-5154 and 413-4511. It is truly an honor to be with each of you again this evening. We have a great guest for all of you tonight. Our title of our show for this evening is Amazing Grace, the 9 principles of living in natural magic. And our guest for tonight is author Nick Good. And before we give Nick a warm welcome to the show, please allow me to give you some wealth of information about our guest for this evening. He is a superhero, superfoodist, storyteller, soul surfer, gardener, founder of Success Ultra Now. So without further delay, let's all give our guest, Nick Good, a warm welcome to the show. Aloha, Nick.
Aloha, Leilani. Thank you so much for that lovely introduction.
Oh, it's an honor to have you. I've been really excited about our talking story tonight, and I wanted to share with you that the title of Amazing Grace, which is a wonderful, insightful, empowering book, is one of my favorite songs. So immediately it caught my attention.
Wonderful.
Well, I have to tell you, when I started going through this book, oh my goodness, have you ever really touched? And let me give a mention as well, pardon me, another author by the name of David Wolfe as well. He is also one of the authors of Amazing Grace. Tonight we will only have Nick Good, but I did want to honor him as well on this show. So let me ask you, Nick, when you both got together, what was the main catalyst that brought two great minds together to compile such an empowering and insightful book?
Well, it was really it was a dream of mine when I was living in Cambridge, England, and I read, actually I was living in Lanzarote in the Canary Islands off the coast of Northwest Africa when I read David Wolfe's book, Nature's First Law. And I was just really impressed with his vision and his style and his bravado, really, and what he was, the challenge that he was laying down with his friends at that time to, you know, to start living life in a different way, with an amazing consciousness, you know, just a wonderful mindset, and using sort of superfoods and really natural foods, and just really live, you know, really go for life, and the spirit that was conveyed in that book within the context of sort of nutritional guidelines, it really inspired me. And so from then I just sort of set my sights on coming to America and really doing doing business with him co-producing stuff, co-creating. And so when I did get to America, I tracked him down, and he'd never met me before, and we had such an amazing fusion that night that we met, that's where the whole thing was born out of, that Amazing Grace and my website Success Ultra Now, and also this light center and healing center that we run over here in the Hawaiian Islands.
Well, you know, it really shows up. The essence of the mana just literally jumps off the pages as you absorb, you know, word for word, all this insightful information. And it's very obvious. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket science to figure out that you both have an incredible connection and a true partnership of great like minds that have joined together to really to share with the whole world. So tell us a little bit, if you would, Nick, about the Healing Center. And it's on Kauai, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's called Nomi Land, and we call it Superhero Headquarters, because it's really a place for extraordinary individuals that are very committed to bringing the best out of themselves, you know, to really living life to the fullest, and sort of using our holistic protocols as guidelines in order to be able to access that full potential, what we consider to be, you know, really the full gift of being human in these amazing times of such incredible possibility. And so we're here on the island of Kauai, and we have about 3 acres of land, and we're growing organic trees and plants and vegetable gardens, and we host people from all over the world that are really interested in taking their life experience onto the next level, and that are prepared to sort of commit to applying the protocols that can fast track that. That's what we do over here at Noni Land.
Nice. And that's, did you say Noni?
Yeah, Noni, yeah. Noni Land, yeah.
The Noni drink, is that correct?
The Noni fruit, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've got a lot of Noni trees on the land here, which we nurture and harvest the fruit and dehydrate the fruit, and we send that to the mainland, and the Ultimate Superfoods carries that. Sun Food Nutrition carries that. So we generate income through those means.
Yes, to help support the work that you're out there doing. And Kauai is one of the most profound islands within the Hawaiian chain, and it's one of my favorites islands when I visited quite frequently when I was back home. So don't be surprised if I pop in on you, okay, Nick?
I won't be surprised,
Well, let me ask you this. Why did you both choose the title Amazing Grace? What was the thought behind that?
Well, because I'm going to answer in two ways. One is the circumstances that came about of us putting the book together. because David Wolf and I co-facilitated an event in near Toronto, actually near Montreal in Canada, about 3 years ago. And during that event, we had a really powerful thunderstorm came in, and the rain was so torrential and so loud that no one could hear us speaking because it was thundering so strongly on the top of the tent where we on the marquee where we were presenting. And everybody was laughing and giggling because they literally couldn't hear us speaking. And so I invited everyone to, you know, if they wanted to stop the rain, to slow the rain down. And they said they did. And so we all stood up and put our hands on our hearts. And there were 60 or 70 people there. Put our hands on our hearts. And we just breathed slow rain. Everybody just breathed slow rain. And I've got audio files of it on my website. And they've been recorded by multiple people. And you can hear the rain just immediately just responding to our prayer, our collective prayer. And the whole thing just, you know, virtually instantaneously turned off and just was dripping the most profound grace in the most exquisite silence. And it really comes across in the audio files on my website, successultranow.com. And then, so we carried on, we sat down, and everybody was, really pleased with that little result. And about an hour later, David was actually trying to read a poem. And it started to hammer down again, just like it had done before. And so I got everyone up again, and we did it again. We stopped it virtually instantaneously a second time. So I recorded that day with the intention of turning it into a book. And we were presenting on the seven principles of HUNA, which form the sort of body of the nine principles of living in natural magic. And so, as I was recording the stuff, you know, we got all that incredible magic on there as well. And so, and David actually told the story of how Amazing Grace came about, how that song came about. And he was, he was crying tears while he was doing it. So there's a tremendous amount of soul and spirit and spiritual presence and magic and power in the whole afternoon. So I just decided to call the book Amazing Grace. It was, absolutely fitting. So that's the first way I want to answer that question. And the second is that, you know, we are all about living life to the fullest. This notion of, you know, landing in the world, showing up as superheroes in the world is not some sort of fantasy that we're playing with. You know, we're very dynamic, practical, successful, super healthy, joyful individuals that enjoy fabulous relationships and success on all levels of life, spiritual, physically, and mentally, and emotionally. And it requires a superheroic effort of will and commitment and dedication and focus on grace, you know, to really connect with that superpower that is in life, the essence of life, the spirit of life, the love of God, the light of God, the peace of God, whatever you want to call it. But I'm talking about the real deal in life, which is so totally amazing and transforms everything that you basically breathe it into. And so, you know, that's why we call that book Amazing Grace, because that's the most important thing in life to nurture a relationship with and be the living embodiment of.
That's right. And you know, and that was going to be my next question, what did you mean by a superhero? And you know, it's interesting, Nick, because they're popping up all over the world now. And these are people that have risen. Their level of consciousness such an amazing level to where they become observers, and they are true form to when they say the words, you're not in the world, but you're of the world.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. So give us more in depth what you mean by a superhero, and how is it that one can achieve that level, because it's all available to all of us.
That's right. It's all available to all of us. Absolutely, it's free, and it's the best news in creation. But the thing is, a lot of people can aspire to changing their lives and living their dreams and living life with purpose and meaning. But they're unable to, stay focused, to really commit, to break out of self-sabotaging patterns and of thought and feeling and action. And are basically stuck. Many, 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 many individuals with a lot of good intentions are essentially stuck. And so, you have to know certain truths. You have to be sure about certain truths. And you have to be absolutely, totally, 100% committed to living your life according to those principles of truth. And so we boil them down into 9 very simple principles, which we call the 9 principles of living in natural magic.
Please share with us those 9 principles. You'll be able to do that for us, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. So, what we've got is the first one is grace itself. Understanding that grace is a real part of life. It's a component. It's an essential component. It's an essential component in life, grace is. It's the essence of life, the absolute spirit and nature of life. Life is wholly benevolent. It's totally supportive of our evolution and expansion and the unfoldment of our gifts, of our unique gifts. Everyone has a unique gift to birth in the world, and it's called who they truly are. And grace is the ingredient that you need in the mix in order to fully arrive. And so this relationship with grace is the fundamental, is the first foundational principle of the 9 principles of living in natural magic. And a lot of people, are living in ignorance of that. They're ignoring that simple fact. And so we draw attention to it as a foundational component. And we're really, right in the sort of personal development industry. We're right in the heart and soul of the success formulas, and any one of those formulas and what have you that ignores grace and doesn't put the divine, the sublime, the invisible, the eternal, the living truth of life as number one in their methodology really is extremely limited. And you can have a tremendous amount of seeming success without including grace in your life, without having a relationship with the divine. You can be, an unloving, uncaring person and be extremely successful in many, 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 many ways in this material world. But we're not interested in that kind of success. That kind of success just comes simple byproduct of coming into the highest levels of human being, of coming into a real bona fide, genuine, and spiritualized human being that's really vibing with aliveness and you know, with immense compassion in their hearts and an illuminated consciousness that comes through a direct relationship with the essence of life, with the spirit of life, with the grace. And then all the rest of it just comes, you know, effortlessly with grace, you know. So that's really what we're emphasizing as a primary fundamental foundation for moving forward.
Absolutely. I would like to take this opportunity to share a question that I was really pleased to see as I embarked on reading this incredible book, and it's on page 19, and it's a real simple question, but as I started to reflect on the question itself, there was so much depth to this question, and the question here says, will we allow our soul to sing its song?
Say that again, please.
And I thought, what does that mean? How is that expressed in everyday living? How does my soul want to sing its own song and still be able to flow through life, everyday living?
Yeah, well, your soul wants to sing its song and is designed to sing its song simply by you being who you truly are and living your life purpose in the world. And you have a total calling. You have a total calling that is calling you from life. And you need it. And you connect with that with that soul song. You start singing it when you allow yourself to follow your dreams, follow your joy, and live the highest expression of that calling. To listen to your intuition, to follow your guidance, to do the things that you know are in your highest interest. Never mind about what other people want you to do or think you should do, or that your ego wants you to do, or guilt complexes want you to do, or fear prevents you from doing, and all those things. It's about answering the call, the highest call, and doing everything possible to live the next grandest vision of yourself. Our vision is always changing. Our desire evolves. There's nothing wrong with desire and wanting to achieve this, that, and the other, but it's going to evolve. And it's understanding that, you know, we can live a glorious, amazing life where we're rising all the time. And I experience my life so much synchronicity. It's like living on a magic carpet. I just go from one synchronistic event to another. And sometimes they're not packaged in wrapping paper that I particularly would choose. Sometimes it's showing up as things, quote unquote, going wrong in life. But if I approach them with a deeper understanding and a confidence and a certainty that this is all going to work out for the good, and I can be peaceful and pleasant within the face of adversity, then I can go through whatever I have to go through in order to rise in the world. And it takes a lot of courage, you know, to let go of the rocks, the things that we're clinging to, the old belief systems, the old ideals, the old people, the friends, the family, the places, the things that we've been clinging to and are attached to, but something else is calling us. And I'm someone that's never, ever, ever, ever ignored that call my whole life. And I've come from an extremely violent childhood with very, very little education, from a culture that is so myopic in its perspective, negative in its emotional expression, totally suppressed, massive amounts of ignorance and darkness in the land and the culture that I come from. And people are massively stuck, very unhealthy lifestyles, and dying of miserable diseases all over the place. And I emerged from that culture and really you know, completely transcended all of my peers from that realm, and went on to meet individuals in other circles, on other levels of consciousness, with other perspectives on life, and then, you know, consolidated in there, and had, you know, lived lifestyles and achieved things, and then something else was calling me, and he was trying to let go of all that. And that's, you know, that's the secret. Are you prepared to, you know, to let go and answer your soul's calling? Are you really honestly prepared to do the things that bring your heart the deepest joy? And that's really how you get your soul singing its song, just by being who you're born to be, and having the courage to do that, and the commitment and the tenacity and the focus to persevere, and to keep going, and to keep going, and to keep going, and to be very gentle with yourself when you feel like, you know, you're falling off the rails, or you're slipping back into old habits and all the rest of it. Be very, very gentle, very compassionate, very tender, and very forgiving to yourself.
Yes, and that's a very important key right there, is forgiving of self, and then everything else seems to just fall naturally into its place as well. I'd like to share this with all the listeners tonight, if I may, Nick, and it's on page 22. Once we align the will of our soul with our actions, we begin to immediately live in a natural magic. We move, we more and more embody the state of amazing grace. And it's so true. It's like you're saying, you know, where everything seems to just show up naturally in your life, you know, from parking lots to, you know, there's a lot of times where I'll just say, oh, I desire this, you know, like your wrapping paper, and it just shows up there.
Yeah.
It's like the universe, it's almost like the universe says, your wish is my command.
That's exactly what it says,
isn't it, Nick?
That's exactly what it says all the time. And most people, the reason why most people, you know, may not believe that, or they'd like to believe it, but it's not happening for them, is because what they're wishing for is what they don't want. You know, most people are thinking about what they don't want and what they don't like. And we need to rewind a little here and just talk about this forgiveness thing a little bit more, and why that is so liberating. One of the things that we present in Amazing Grace, and we really follow up on with our website, successalternow.com, is that we present a model so that an individual can understand just how it is that they're affecting the world in which they live, just how it is that they're magnifying the experiences to themselves. What's doing the magnifying? And what are the consequences of being, you know, why am I magnifying stuff that I don't want and don't like? You know, these questions we answer by going through those seven principles of Luna, which deal with the, you know, the neural mechanics of reality creation. But the perspective that we take in Amazing Grace is that we are spiritual beings. We're not physical beings, we're spiritual beings. That means we're something non-physical, we're something metaphysical. And our nature is the nature and essence of life. We are made of the spirit of life, the spirit of life individualized. And we individualize in soul. And the soul is like a recording instrument. It records the experiences of the individualized consciousness, so that consciousness has a reference point, it has continuity, so that it can, you know, make decisions based on the way that it feels, based on the experiences that it's having. And so, if we consider ourselves spirit in soul, and we understand that energy We're talking about the most powerful energy in creation. We're talking about the power of God compressed into an inexplicably tiny fragment spark of life. And this is all validated now by, you know, quantum science. Not quantum theory anymore, but quantum science. Absolute bona fide factual data. It's showing us that the smaller life gets in terms of the particle, the more energy there is in it. And so you arrive at the infinite, an infinite amount of energy. And so we just have this perspective, we accept that there's an infinite amount of power flowing through us as us. And it's simply because we are disconnected from who we truly are in terms of a sense of identity and a sense of self, because we are over-identified with our physical bodies and think we're these physical beings living in this physical world with all of these material limitations. And the whole game is dissolving that experience and reactivating, energizing, remembering the invisible, mystical, subtle, amazing, delightful, wonderful, totally mind-blowing experience of our true sense of self. And that's an inner experience that requires introspection of the subtle, of the most subtle awareness. It requires the tenderest love and compassion towards yourself, and experience the increasing levels of the depths of peace and the illumination of your own consciousness coming through the light of creation from within you. These are very, very, very real experiences that we're having on a daily basis, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people are, indeed millions of people are, increasingly so. And it awakens, human beings awaken to who they truly are.
Yes, absolutely. I'd like to take this moment to welcome you, welcome all those that have joined the Universal Spiritual Connection. It is an honor to have you with us this evening. We are actually speaking with author Nick Good. Title of the book is Amazing Grace, The Nine Principles of Living in Natural Magic. Island of Kauai, the Hawaiian Islands. And I'd also like to quickly give recognition to David Wolf as well, the other author of Amazing Grace. If you would, Nick, real quick, share the website with all our listeners again.
Okay, www.successultra.com. And that basically means that there's, you know, instant success is available to us coming through this grace. Every moment, all times, everywhere, if we know how to tap into it, if we'll allow ourselves to tap into it.
Absolutely. So that brings me to my next question. I used signing on to my radio show for the past 6 years, Aloha. And it's always been a very special meaning to me. And if you would, Nick, share what Aloha truly means when we use that as a greeting. Radio.com. And welcome back to the Universal Spiritual Connection. We have the real honor to speak with Nick Good, one of the authors of Amazing Grace, The Nine Principles of Living in Natural Magic. And I wanted to welcome you all to the show as well. And Nick, are you back with us? Okay. I was about to ask Nick about the greeting of Aloha, and I really wanted to share that with each and every one of you, the true essence, the true mana of what Aloha meant, because I'm sure that many of you, even though you are excited about hearing me sign on to my show with the word aloha, I'd like to bring you to a whole new level of understanding of what I'm truly sharing with each and every one of you every week. So, Nick, checking in, are you back with us again? Okay. So, when Nick rejoins us on the show tonight, we're going to also explore about Amos. And one of my dear friends, he's a personal friend of mine, Barry Carter, and he was actually the man that brought forth the Amos. And I have to tell you guys, keep a sharp eye on Amos. I do know there are going to be some very near future developments with the Amos. We are going to actually start observing where the Amos is going to be feeding our plants, which are going to be extremely healthy for our entire bodies. It's just going to be really incredible. I'm not able at this time to give you too much details about it, but I personally take Amos as well and have for many years. Many of you are familiar that I had Barry on the Universal Spiritual Connection. Are you back with me, Nick?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, excellent. Well, welcome back. But I was just asking you if you would share your thoughts, because, you know, I've used Aloha on signing on to my radio show for the past 6 years. And tonight, I would actually like to share the depth of the meaning, what I'm sharing with all my listeners as I sign on to my radio show. So would you give us that honor?
Yeah, sure. I'll do it with a lot of humility because I'm not Hawaiian, and it's definitely a Hawaiian word from the Hawaiian language.
Yes, absolutely. I just love it, you know, because aloha is to love, is to share the happiness of the breath of life. And it's so important. Are you still with me?
It has a very deep spiritual meaning, and it really encompasses everything that we need to know. I've been studying the Hawaiian culture for about 15 years now, since I first came to the islands. And the pre-warrior alliances, the pre-warrior cultures, before they were invaded by the sort of Polynesian warrior tribes, they were an extremely peaceful people living in perfect harmony with each other. And they lived according to the seven principles of Huna, and one of which was aloha. And to share the breath of life with each other, you know, this is what true love was. And so what they're talking about is living in the consciousness of the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Breath, as Jesus used to talk about it. You know, Lorani?
Oh, yes. I do indeed. You know, I grew up the culture, and it was always very important. And, you know, it's really interesting, Nick, because it's almost like, well, and the listeners have heard me say this numerous of times, you know, I can't help myself. I just love. I just naturally have love for people. And it doesn't matter what people do around me. I just love. And I don't have a problem letting people know I love them either. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, so you're a great teacher of that way there and there.
Yes. But I also, if you would, because I wanted to touch on this briefly as well, is the word mana. What does that mean, and how does that affect each and every one of us?
Well, mana is the spirit of life. It's the energy in creation. in nature. And we can live ways in ways that enhance our vitality so that we have more mana. But it's really the spiritual presence. It's not a physical energy that you'd associate with, you know, say someone that goes to the gym and works out a lot and you know, runs on machines in the gym and stuff and can puff and puff around and do aerobics and all of that stuff. They might not have any mana at all. They, you know, they can you know, exercise and have a lot of, you know, energy for that kind of thing. But mana is this rich spiritual glow that individuals have. You know, unhealthy, you know, overweight Hawaiian ladies can have plenty of mana. And it's a spiritual presence. It goes with being in harmony in your heart and soul with the spirit of life. So that you, the light of life, the light of creation, the love of life, the love of God itself, the Holy Spirit, fills you with its presence. That's what mana is. And this understanding of subtleties and appreciation of the deepest spiritual truth that these ancient Hawaiian cultures had, and to some degree, hopefully a growing degree, this modern culture is having and is nourishing and nurturing. I'm definitely seeing you know, indications of that over here. There's definitely a call to return to the, you know, natural ways to the highest ways of living. We were joking around the other day that all of these challenges that are going on within modern society right now, as we see so much collapsing and breaking down, and you know, these sort of phantasmagorical diseases being, you know, released into our societies. You know, it's really calling us to literally become perfect, to perfect ourselves, to become so vibrant and healthy, so in tune with the real essence of life that we're, you know, we are perfected and we're lifted up by that grace through our love of mana, through our love and appreciation of the spirit of life, and multiplied by our faith. Our absolute, concentrated, unshakable conviction in the goodness of life.
That's right. And that is the golden key right there, is love, because love dissolves and heals all things. And you know, many of my listeners actually know me. They've had the opportunity to actually speak with me or even meet with me and so forth. And they find that a lot of who I am is very consistent. And that's because it runs in my veins. It's just a natural part of who I am. But I did want to cover, because this book is so incredibly amazing, the wealth of information is actually mind-blowing. And it's true to form, because right here you say in the book, this book contains top secret information. And it truly does, by the way, everybody. And I have to tell you, this is one of those great books that you definitely want to have in your possession. And the reason why I say that, it covers subjects as the Amis. We've got Stephen Gearing here, which many of you have actually had the honor to listen to on this show directly. But I wanted to touch on Sun Pop. Can you share with us tonight, Nick, what is Sun Pop, and why couldn't that be very important to all of us?
Well, Sun Pop is something that we bring into that book, Amazing Grace, and I think it's in the final chapter where we're really wanting to increase our harmony with life. If we understand that, yeah, grace is real and grace is the nature of life, and it's a gift that I choose to gift myself, then from that perspective of a spiritual being individualized in a soul, flowing into a physical material world through a physical body and and a mine and feeling states, then so what Sunset does is allows us to journey within ourselves and go into deep and deep relaxation, into very deep states of levels of brainwave activity and deep delta, which are levels of inner peace that not many people really experience, except in the deepest sleep and, you know, sort of advanced yogic meditative states. But what Sankhap does, because it's a guided inner journey, it's a CD, it allows you to access those states very, very swiftly. And when you get in there, you go on a conscious journey, the quintessential shamanic journey, the inner journey, the hero's journey, the warrior's journey, to the inner sanctum of our own inner being, and we address our own psyches, our own egos, with immense compassion, love, and forgiveness, in order to dissolve the sort of tangled mess that there is there in the sort of central processing unit of our wiring, of our internal wiring. We sort our own internal wiring out, and we literally restructure our neurology through the high-frequency feeling states, these wonderful attitudes of compassion, forgiveness, self-love, self-acceptance, patience, and being very, very gentle and loving in that realm, where we might have a lot of recordings and vibrations in the unconscious and subconscious realm that are very discordant, and because of their discordant nature in such an important physical place within our own being, they're magnetizing to us a discordant reality. This notion that the universe is your wish is my command, well, we're commanding from that place within us. And so if we have these dark places within our own psyche, the dark psychic content, suppressed, repressed, negative emotion and what have you, buried and stored deep within us, most people aren't even aware that they have it. It's not in the conscious arena, it's in the subconscious and unconscious arena. And there's a huge awakening in the world going on right now, being catalyzed by YouTube films like Kymatica. Anyone that hasn't seen Kymatica, K-Y-M-A-T-I-C-A, Kymatica should check that out. It's a sequel to The Esoteric Agenda, and it spells it all out for you there in a very eloquent way. Investigators and researchers like Michael Tsarion, T-S-A-R-O-N, Tsarion, and a whole slew of quantum scientific investigation, movies like What the Bleep Do We Know and Down the Rabbit Hole, all of these creative mediums are illustrating the fact that it is consciousness that defines reality. And so if we have whatever appears to be reality to us, around us, is life reflecting back to us the contents of our own psyches. Whatever life appears to be around us is life reflecting back to us the psychological contents of our own psyche, of our own soul. And so everyone is playing their part in this. You know, this reflection, all the so-called negativity in the world and corruption and what have you, is just helping us to see that there's issues within our own creative inner sanctum, where all the power's coming from, and it's flowing through a distorted sense of self. A sense of self has become very political. We're political and judgmental human beings in modern society. We don't act spontaneously and instinctively, following our intuition, following our inner guidance, living according and in harmony with our own inner natures. We're divorced from that. We're like mutations. And so we've become very political in our own minds, and we weigh things up, and we have our own secret little agendas, and we're essentially manipulators. And this is reflected back to us from the political realm, that we see all these crackpot nutcases doing all their crazy stuff in the world, the big message is that we are sustaining that through the insanity of this over-identification with who we are not.
That's right. I'd like to read this, if I may, Nick, and it's on page 107. The wounded soul has a tendency to crystallize negative experiences into blockages within our energy meridian system. Judgmental reactions scar our consciousness with grooves that redirect our spiritual energy like a river that has been dammed through constructions of steel and concrete. As our spiritual energy flows into energetic dams, patterns of thought, feeling, and emotion often recreate emotional feelings we should have left behind long ago. So, Nick, let me ask you this, because, you know, that's been my number one priority in this lifetime, is to do self-healing of self. And so, to release these emotional blockages within the meridian lines, do you suggest that we go out and get massage or acupuncture? What is it that we can help? You know, what tool can we utilize to really help us move through these things?
Breathing.
Ah, yes. Yes, yes.
Because all of this tension, all of this stress, everything, all dis-ease in all its forms, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritual dis-ease, is essentially constriction, constipation of energy flow, whether it's blood, lymph, waste coming through the colons, whether it's psychic blockages and constrictions where we're not allowing the illumination of our high consciousness to enlighten our neurology, whether it's emotional constriction where we're not allowing ourselves to express truly our emotions, or spiritual constriction and constipation where we're not allowing this our spiritual essence to flow. And the understanding of the energy networks of the body, you know, this is a fascinating subject, how the invisible and the visible and the tangible, and the invisible and the intangible actually, you know, sync up. How do they hook up together? How do they plug into each other? And we go into the realm, you know, that's sort of been charted by the yogis and through acupuncture and the Qigong practitioners and what have you. And we have to start considering these very subtle meridians, like qi meridians, they call them in Chinese, and the nadis from the yogic schools of thought. And, you know, they've got some very sophisticated machinery now in terms of photographers that can track these things through infrared, and there's a deep run of energy medicine coming into the
real close to the ending of the show. I did want to share with all of you the title of this book is Amazing Grace, The Nine Principles of Living in Natural Magic, written by David Wolf and Nick Good. I'd like to encourage all of you to explore the wealth of information on the website. Great book, guys. It talks a lot about the Amas, as many of you know. We've had Barry Carter on the show with us. I'd like to invite all of you to really sit down and take a good look at the Amas as well. Nick, it's been a real pleasure. I'd like to personally invite you back to the show with us. Keep us posted on the great work that you guys are doing.
Well, welcome, sweetheart.
Oh, it's been a true honor. I'd like to remind all of you out there, to all you listeners, greatness starts with you. Remember that every breath you take is an expression of the voice of your heart. For you are the authority and the empowerment of you, your world, and activities. Remember to always be kind to self and to others. Good night to all of you, and God bless. God bless you, Nick. Thank you.
It's been Alani, aloha.
Aloha and mahalo.
One day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true, because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly, and so was I. I asked myself, what will I come to be? I have a choice now, so I guess it's up to me. Maybe I will make a difference in this world. Maybe I will teach another boy or another girl how to fly. Teach them all that they were born to fly. And we were born to fly, so was I. But when you live in a world that tells you that you can't, and when you live in a world that says you must be something other than what you are in a world that forgets, it was born to fly. That we were born to fly. That we were born to fly.